guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. This is kind of a weird video, a weird story, because I'm not exactly sure how I feel about this. So I'm going to read a story. A bodybuilder is proposing to his adult doll after 8 months of dating. Now, there used to be a YouTuber here, and his name, I think he might still be around, but I think he may have moved on to BitChute. His name was Turd Flinging Monkey, TFM, and he's one of the first guys going their own way content creators on YouTube, and I don't know if he got kicked off or he just decided to move to a different platform, but he has a doll named Solestina, and I remember hearing him talk on one of his shows about how you can actually transfer feelings that you would normally feel for a human being to a doll. And for me, I can't move on past seeing them as just an inanimate object. But apparently, some people can, and they seem to be happy. So let me read this story, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about maybe the pros and the cons. And I want to be adult about this, because I don't want to put my judgment or my feelings on the subject out to what is right or wrong, because, you know, I'm kind of libertarian, not complete libertarian, that we need to have rules in society, but I think everybody should be able to do whatever makes them happy. However, there are some caveats to that I'll talk about. Let me get recording here. So a bodybuilder proposes to his adult doll after 8 months of dating. A Kazakh bodybuilder said that he intends to marry his girlfriend Margot, whom he treats like a real woman. Yuri Tolochko and his girlfriend Margot have been in a relationship for 8 months. The proposal comes after Tolochko took Margot to undergo cosmetic surgery to address some insecurities about her looks that arose when he showed her off during media appearances. So here's a guy that he's not unattractive. I mean, actually, he's way above average looking. Because he has a beard and he's bald. So instantly, he's at least an 8. At least that's what I hear bald and beards are. But he's a bodybuilder and goes up to public appearances with her. According to the New York Post, Tolochko said, "She began to develop a complex when I presented her photo to the world. There was a lot of criticism, and she began to develop a complex, so we decided to have plastic surgery. She has changed a lot. At first, it was hard to accept, but I got used to it later on." The guy isn't bad looking. I never can get past the uncanny valley with this type of look. For me, it's almost uncomfortable looking, because it's kind of human but not quite human looking, and so for me it just makes me feel weird about them. The couple first met at a bar when, as Tolochko recalls, he rescued Margot from a young man who was treating her wrong. The two have been inseparable ever since, even as Margot has tried to carve out a life of her own. Tolochko told Central European News with a straight face, "She can't walk by herself. She needs help. Margot doesn't know how to cook, but she loves Georgian cuisine. Her favorite dish is khinkali. She swears, but there's a tender soul inside." Tolochko runs an Instagram page for Margot where he documents their escapades and evenings out. He even claims to have found Margot a waitressing position at a local bar. Quite the feat, considering her physical limitations. Despite promoting their relationship as no laughing matter, Tolochko recently accepted an invitation to appear with Margot on the Russian TV show called Comedy Club. The wedding date has not yet been publicly announced. So let me put it on one of the interesting pictures here. There you get to see her butt. Here's the thing. I know there are people, like TFM is one of them, who she has his Solistina, has her own web page, Instagram page. He's installed, I think, software in which she can respond to questions, kind of like Alexa or Siri does, I think. And physically, they can be to whatever proportions you want them to be. And as guess as far as skin texture and weight and the feeling when you decide to be intimate with it, I hear is pretty realistic. Even if you can get past the uncanny valley portion of it that I cannot. What are my thoughts about this? Well, I think there's a challenge. If you were to have this in your home and it was your partner around the house and it was someone to talk to, and you felt as if it were kind of like a companion, like a cat or a dog or whatever, I think that if it makes you happy, you do you. I don't know if it's healthy or not. And I'm not trying to pick on anybody that thinks this is right for them. I just don't know if it's healthy to project feelings to an inanimate object. I don't know if that has any long-term ramifications, or if it's unhealthy, or if it's okay. I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I don't know. I can't answer that. I do know, however, that you're probably going to have challenges if you take this outside in public and treat it as if it is a significant other. A lot of people, and when I mean a lot, I pretty much say all, except for very, very few people, are going to think you're weird or peculiar. And it would be the same as if you pictured a woman pushing around a man doll, treating it as a husband. It's just not really socially accepted. I know women that take care of their little dogs and put them in strollers and talk to them like they're children. They are not even socially accepted. They get made fun of. So I have to think that if you were to make this a public affair, I don't think you'd be able to maintain many relationships with people that would like if he asked me, "Hey, man, I got this female friend of mine that's real, like a real woman, and we want to go on a double date. Do you want to go?" And I say, "Sure, man." And I show up, and it's a real girl that's my date, and it's him and this Margot. I could enjoy the evening. He could still be my friend, but I think he was kind of weird. And that's not judging the guy, but it's kind of judging the guy. You know, I try to be open-minded about things like this. But for me personally, I cannot do this. I have a heart, man. I'm single because I can't transfer emotion to a real human being. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not filled with empathy and romance and love for other human beings. So I certainly couldn't be able to give it to an inanimate object. However, some people are. And like I said, what I've heard from TFM is that you can actually, and he's said this and he's emphatic about it, you can receive pleasure from giving your emotion to something like this. I think some people can make it work. It's going to be tough, though. If you try to make this occur in public, you're going to be judged. And if you're okay with being judged, and if you're okay at how people may view you, then more power to you. But I might say that if this is a road in which you want to go down, it would be a lot easier to make this a hobby or a person that you enjoy at home. You know, when I go out motorcycle riding, my dog stays home. When I go out to the pub or to go shoot billiards with friends, my dog stays home, but I love my dog very much. Now, yes, I do take the dog out to the park occasionally for his enjoyment. But so maybe this is a hobby that you could look at that way. I don't know. You know, you guys do for yourself, but just understand that you're going to be judged if this is something you do in public. As far as the enjoyment, I don't know. Now, some of you guys, if this is a route you have gone, I would really enjoy to hear your thoughts on it. And if you're able to somehow transfer emotions to this, but I'm trying to be fair about it, because if I just came out and said, "This is how I feel about it," that's not representative of how you guys might feel about it. So I'm curious to hear what you think. For me, I think it's just a bit of a, it's a bit of an oddity, and I it's just not something that I can see being, I don't know, being anything that I would get anything from. So I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. I'm really curious to hear it, because I know some of you have mentioned or asked me, hey, can you do a story about this? Can you mention it? Can you give us your thoughts on it? I don't have any thoughts on it because I can't view it the same way that someone like TFM or others are able to. For me, it would be really cool to maybe, if I was given one of these $15,000 or $20,000 ladies, as it were, I would probably dress it up really cool or really scary, stand it up in the corner or sitting in a chair, and that would be it. Like, I would never pay attention to it again in my life. But others of you feel differently, so I'd love to hear how you feel about it. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. And if you'd like to support me directly, like, comment, share, subscribe. And don't forget to check out my old videos. I have like 200. I've put a lot of videos out there for you guys that are of all different subjects. And that's a great way to help me out as well. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, you do you. And don't let anybody judge you for you wanting to do what makes you happy. But understand some of the choices you make are going to be challenging for others to accept.